in the inside, in the inside of me. Come feel my life from the inside, from the inside of me. Set me on fire from the inside, from the inside of me. 'Cause all I want is for you, for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. All I want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. Let praises arise from the inside, from the inside of me. Come feel my life from the inside, from the inside of me. May you delight in the inside, in the inside of me. Set me on fire from the inside, from the inside of me. 'Cause all I want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. All I want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. All I want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. All I want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. Fill my life till all they see is you, Lord. Glorify your name. Fill my heart till all they see is you, Lord. Glorify your name. Fill my life till all they see is you, Lord. Glorify your name. Fill my heart till all they see is you, Lord. Glorify your name. Lord, we worship you for all I want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. All I want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. All I want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. All I want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. Fill my life till all they see is you, Lord. Glorify your name. Fill my life till all they see is you, Lord. Glorify your name. Fill our lives till all they see is you, Lord. Glorify your name. Fill our lives till all they see is you, Lord. Glorify your name. Fill our lives till all they see is you, Lord. Glorify your name. 'Cause all I want is for you. For you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. All I want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. All I want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. Lift him up. Lift him up. Till he speaks from eternity. As he said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Lift him up. Just lift him up. Till he speaks from eternity. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Let praises rise from the inside, from the inside of me. May you delight in the inside, in the inside of me. Come feel my life from the inside, from the inside of me. Father, we thank you for your presence here. We thank you for your power, and we give you all the praise. As we let praises rise from the inside of us, Father, we ask that you would delight in the inside of us. Come fill our lives from the inside, God.
And Dr. PK on the call this morning, always encouraging us and pushing us. So, Father, let's go to God in prayer. Father, we thank you, Father, for just keeping us, Father, comforting us, Father, allowing us to glorify you, Father, because your spirit is in us. And that is our prayer. We want to glorify you, Father. We want you to be lifted high, your name lifted high, your name magnified, that everyone will know that you are great, hallelujah, and greatly to be praised. Father, we thank you for the conference this weekend. We thank you for all the people who came, Father, we pray that they went away with something they could use, Father, and we thank you for the family who were all there, the Diaz de Leon family, and they looked great, Father. Thank you for good health for Mama and Papa. Father, we thank you for the speaker who is coming. Father, we pray that you would speak mightily through her. Father, strengthen her as she gives us what you have given her. We cover this whole call in the blood of Jesus, and we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. And thank God. Host, are you there?
I am here. Minister Sharon, are you able to hear me?
I'm able to hear you loud and clear. Thank you so much for bringing a sweet spirit on this call today.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Thank you so much, Minister Sharon, for seating us and greeting us this morning. And thank you so much for serving in excellence, as you always do. God bless you. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to the Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in Southern California, and I greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in him as we glorify him on this Monday. So we welcome you to the Master's Call, and we just want to give you a little brief history about what this call is about and how it started. Well, it started on October the 25th of 2010 by our two phenomenal co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patchen and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And the mission and the mandate for this call was that as you called in as a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, that your life would be empowered, enriched, and enhanced as you begin your day. The scripture reference that was given can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." This platform has a website which you can go to, which is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. You will find that all of our messages have been archived on our website. You will find the extensive bios for each and every speaker who is here on the Master's Call. Also, we are on day 23 of our corporate fast, and so January the 27th is day 23, and today we are corporately praying for a quality of time of deep inner reflection. Let our prayer be all day on this Monday, God, show me me. God, show me me, and then ask God for his strategies on how to do better and to be better. Don't forget to write it down. And we're standing on Scripture, Psalm 51, verses 1 through 13, and Ephesians 5, verses 1 through 16. Also, you may have been sitting here at the table, and maybe the Lord has been pushing you, and you hear him saying, okay, it's time for you to do something new in this new decade. Well, there's opportunities here for you on the Master's Call. You can worship the Lord like I did this morning through worship and praise. There's opportunities for you to be a host like Minister Sharon just got through doing. I mean, a greeter, as Minister Sharon just got through doing, or host like I'm doing right now. Maybe you have a word in your belly that you need to share with the masses, and maybe you just want to try something different. Well, you know, there's a platform here that's been created with the dynamic leadership, mentorship, and training platform. So please, please, please send an email to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and you will be connected with our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and they will respond to you. Immediately following this call today, we will be headed over to the new morning motivational call for Inspirational Monday, and our host there will be none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and the message will be coming from none other than our prayer general, our Mississippi Queen, evangelist, minister, Brenda Henry Terrell. So you can please, please, please head over after this call to 712-770-4005. You're going to use the access code 294-617-POUND. And so you're probably wondering, how did you guys even get here on the master's call? Well, if it wasn't for the company known as Artist Life, where an appointment with artists will change your life, we would not be here. And so I thank God for the Diaz de Leon family. I thank him for the kickoff 2020, that everything went well. Love the new garment. If you guys have not seen the new garment, I don't know what to tell you, but I think it's what we've been asking for and more. So please get back with the person that invited you to this call and ask them, what is Tiffany talking about, a new garment, and what is Artist Life? Get back with the person that invited you to this call and they'll share with more with you. But at this time, it's time for us to hear our speaker for the day. And so I actually had the opportunity to connect with her before the call this morning, and I'm so glad that she's on my time zone so she understands really what is going on. But when you're on a mission and an assignment from God, it doesn't matter what time you get up. You just get up when he has you to get up, and I just thank him for her being a part of my life. And so who am I speaking about this morning? She is one of the co-founders here on the Master's Call. She is Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton. She is a retired chaplain. She is the visionary and founder of the Joy Retreat, in Mississippi. She is a woman who is on the move for God, pursuing his purpose for her life and pursuing his placement for her life. And so she is a mother. She is a Gigi. She is a sister. She is wonderful, and she is Dr. Superfantastic. So at this time, without further ado, it gives me an honor to bring to the line in the next voice that you will hear will be none other than Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton. Dr. P.K., are you out there this morning?
Good morning. Good morning, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale. Good morning. Wow, wow, wow. What a way to kick off this morning. Come fill my life from the inside, Lord, because all I want is for you to be glorified in me. All I want, God, is to make you smile. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And what can I say about Minister Sharon Stowers other than I love you and thank you for greeting us this morning. As we get started today, I want us to take a moment of silence for our many of you would say that he is legendary in the sports arena, has carried basketball to levels that were unknown when he dropped that basket through that net. And I thank God that I know enough to know that he did drop the ball through the basket, as opposed to hitting it. Somebody said yesterday, "Ooh, I didn't know he played baseball." I said he didn't for a living. He probably did for other things, but Kobe Bryant really was a young man, 41 years old. My son just kept repeating, "Mama, he was just 41, 2 years younger than me." It lets us know that age, for real, neither our positions in life will cause us to be eliminated from this thing called death in life. So just for a moment of silence for he and all of those who were on the helicopter with him on yesterday, as we remember the families and loved ones who are left behind. A moment of silence, please. And we thank you, God, because you are God Almighty who knows all things. And we bless you, God, because you let us know that you are the one who absolutely has the last say in life. And that is what we are seeking you for as we are continuing to fast so that we can understand what it is that you have for us to do in this in these precious moments that you have awarded us with in this life. And so, God, as we pause right now in our schedule as we begin this day, we pause thanking you, yes, God, for life, and thanking you for the life of Kobe Bryant and all of those who were with him on yesterday, especially his daughter, Gigi, and asking God that you will bless Vanessa today and all of the family members who are touched by this incident. We love you, we thank you, and we give you the praise because you are a big God. We serve a big, big God who can come in and calm our spirits and give us clarity through the tears. Not drying them up, Lord, just through the tears. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Holy God. Amen and amen. Good morning, my TMC family. Indeed, I do honor and love each and every one of you. And I really, as we are preparing for today, I wanted, had already talked to Dr. Vanessa on what I wanted to do today. And she is going to go on and put the, whoever's working the board is going to put us in Q&A so that we can talk a little bit about this powerful, powerful weekend and what happened with us in artists on this weekend. I want to start out first by reminding you of the fact that we are on our 23rd day of the fast, and tonight, somebody say tonight. Tonight we want to stop and just, and I know for most of you, tonight does not mean 5 o'clock in the afternoon, evening, but it's going to mean that for us over here on this coast, West Coast. So 5 o'clock my time, 6, 7, 8. 8 in the Eastern time zone, so that we can hear some of the testimonies of those of you who went 21 days. I was going to go and pull us out on the 21st day, and I said I would probably be the only one, and maybe Minister Tiffany on that call, because everybody else was in Houston enjoying kissing each other in their number 10. And seeing what and loving up on mom and pop, Diaz de Leon and the family there. So I said, okay, we'll do it Monday night. Tonight, put it down. Tonight we are going to come together for some testimonies about the fast and some and what you see. The God has done so much for me. You are already. Hey, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Until I'm just telling you the truth. If he doesn't do anything else, God's done what he said that he would do in many areas of my life. And so I thank him for that. I also, as I was preparing for today, just ran across a few things, you know, because we find ourselves in a situation this morning where we look around and I've talked to many people who are saying, oh, God, what are we going to do? And I said, God, we need to recognize that you are God who can do the impossible as we are going through this 40-day fast. And read Luke 18:27, for those who have your pen, write it down. Allow God to give me a clean heart, a new heart, this new thing that I keep talking about coming over there in Isaiah 43:18-19. God, manifest your fruit in me. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Galatians 5:22. God, I need you to handle my daily needs and help me to recognize each and every day without you, I can do nothing. Hallelujah, Malachi 6:31. And the Lord, most of all, I want you to make me prosperous in every area of my life. You all know that is good God of mercy. Joshua 1:8. And God, I need you to restore my health. I want to be healthy because without my health, all of the other things mean nothing. And Jeremiah 30:17. And so I have been talking about how fasting will help us with our breakthroughs. But today we are going to talk more about the breakthrough that we already have accomplished and the foundation of who we are here on this call. And that is we are here because of Artist Life. Well, Artist Life brought us here together, but we are here because God has given us what we need to continue to live this thing called life and to live it victoriously. And we thank him for it. And that is prayer and fasting with a family who absolutely loves us and supports us as we are walking through our life situations. So with that being said, I want you all to know that I've already received calls from the event, and I went on and looked at some of the clips from the event, but there is nothing like being at the event. And so with that being said, I'm going to open up the line for I need you to star 6 and come into the queue. If you were at the event, and I want you to give one thing. I don't want you to give no lot of things. I know it's a lot of things that have happened there. But the thing that really, the most important thing that impacted your life at the conference this weekend down in Houston, if you were present, if you weren't present, you know you got to do like me. Just step aside and listen to those who were there. And I understand it was powerful. Do we have anyone in the queue, Dr. Vanessa?
Good morning, TMC family. I'm seeing quite a few all on the board who were there. I wanted to let you all go first. So if one of you all would star 6 and 1, thank you, Dr. CK, for giving us that moment of silence for Kobe Bryant's family, his wife, Vanessa, and all the other families that have been affected. We are definitely being reminded that life is fragile and tomorrow is promised to no one. This is the 23rd day of our fast. I have a praise report of nothing else but that I obeyed my fast down there with everybody, just doing the right thing when everybody was eating everything around me. I thought, okay, come on, Miss Charlie, May Lewis, President Charlie from Cedar Hill, Texas. Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. Give us your testimony this morning about the conference.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody, my artistpreneurs.
Good morning.
Was just, it was so exciting to, we've got a game changer with the new garments. But most of all, I want to thank that Houston team for the hospitality they afforded all of us. I don't want to call any names because I'll miss somebody. They were just excellent hostesses and stuff, and we do appreciate it. Had everything set up and ready for us. We thank you, Houston. But want to thank artists, the company. My. This is going on my 13th year in this business. And I'm going to steal a word from Reggie Flanagan. Diamond President Reggie Flanagan said it just gets gooder and gooder.
That's right.
It gets gooder and gooder. Had an awesome, awesome time. Had team members with me. Matter of fact, got 2 sign-ups because of the on my team. It's going to be 3 by the end of the month because of they came to the conference. We had guests at the conference. So I want to thank everybody that came and participated because, they hadn't planned for as many of us because we ran out of chairs, had to get some chairs.
We sure did.
And sent them out, so they wasn't expecting all of us. So we just, I just had such an awesome, awesome time seeing people and hugging necks and stuff, so I'm going to cut it off there because y'all know I can talk.
I tell you one thing. It was good to see you up on that stage with the new garments, President Charlie. I tell you, I said, Lord, I'm missing hugging that Charlie's neck. God bless you. Thank you.
Well, I hugged it for both of us. It was good hugging her neck and good seeing her. as she is that team with her. And I always tell you, President Charlie, I thank you for your longevity, your loyalty, and sticking with it. And you are really seeing the fruit of your labor. So thank you, thank you, thank you, dear. And we know with those new members, it's going to be even just better works and greater works that are going to come out of you. All righty, someone else who was there. I'm seeing a couple of more who were there. Hit star 6 for me real quick and come and give us what you thought about the conference. There she goes. Did you make it on time for the birthday party? It was Sir John. All right. Good morning, President Rosalind Peters. It was so good having your back and seeing you. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I just thank God for allowing me to be able to come, because this was a special birthday for my daughter, and it was a sacrifice, truly a sacrifice for me. I didn't push my team at all because I didn't think I was going to be able to make it, but God showed me a way to do it, and I was able to come, and my garment expert was there.
She sure was.
She decided she was going. So I just think that for me, it was a time of a very emotional time for me, you know, with my husband being home by himself. But I had a lot of time of solitude. So if you guys didn't see me as much as you normally see me, God was dealing with me and talking to me and dealing with some things, health things that I've been going through, and I saw that breakthrough, and I say that was a mountain for me to be up there on in Houston. So I just want to say I thank God for this fast that I've been on, and I saw so many things that that I needed to see as I go through artist life. I just praise God. Praise God. Truly praise him for the time that I was there.
Well, we are so happy to hear that. And just tell me again, how is Sir John doing this morning?
He is doing great. He's doing better than me.
All right. Okay. God bless.
So he's doing great. He's taking care of himself very well. I have to give him a little trophy for that, because he truly wanted to show me that I need to not worry about him. He could handle things, which he did.
All right.
Well, thank you, and I'm glad you were able to do both. And Miss you, I was looking at you. Come on, Miss D. Lee from Cornette, Texas, rushing back to get that car back. It was so good to see you and the love on you. And she brought a new teammate, and I think she thoroughly enjoyed herself. Come on and give us a quick testimony of what you experienced here in Houston. You're unmuted, D. Unmute your phone.
I was just talking. Yes, I was just talking, and my phone is muted. Good morning to the TMC family, and just thank you so much, and thank you all for your prayers. It was definitely a sacrifice for me as well to come, but I did decide to come because I had invited some team members, and one of them wanted to come, and I didn't want her to miss this opportunity because she had never met Papa and Mama. She had met Alejandra and Evia in Dallas, but to allow her to see and experience the family love and to hear Papa and to hear his heart, because we know anytime Papa speaks, even though he may not speak our language, English, but you can hear, you can feel the love and the passion that he has, and this just stirred up some things in her as well. And always just when they're there, it's just, and Mama, I mean, she is something else. And just them taking the time and seeing all of the Artist Life family was definitely a blessing. But for them to come back and to enhance the compensation plan and the incentives that they're adding to the, along with the compensation plan and the new garments, definitely a game changer. And I'm just thankful you know, for my continued pushing to just continue to, you know, be a part of artists. It was an awesome weekend, and I just want to thank everybody and the Houston team as well. They did an amazing job. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
All right, thank you, and I'm going to turn it back over to you, Dr. PK. Again, it was an absolutely phenomenal weekend. Both of them being there was just awesome, mom and pop and the love and hugging and sharing. And you will notice a lot of us had red caps that say 80.
Yes, that's what I was going to ask
you. And what
those
80 means, let me tell real quick before I try to call over 80. He is 79 as of January 12th. He will be 80 next year. And he said God told him that he is going to make 80 millionaires this year, and that was some of the revamping of our PowerStar, phenomenal revamping of our PowerStar program, and the phrase under that is 80 I can. And you know, when he pulled out that cap, all of us thought about the mega. This is what we did. But when he has a little American flag on the side of our cap. They're passing out the baseball cap to everybody, and it says 80, and we asked us to make the commitment that we would be one of the 80 who would become a millionaire this 2020, and to say, I can. I can.
Wow.
And it was
wow.
Powerful. I put it on my page for those of you who, and on the Artist Life page, to go watch that 14-minute video, because Jessica was interpreting as he our nutritionist, as he was giving it, so you can understand his heart, his vision is to make us the millionaire. You make the commitment, TMC family, that we'll be one of the 80-plus millionaires when he turns 80 next year. Back to you.
Wow. Well, could you look at the board, the number 832-245-245? That is Apostle Edith Wells. She just texted me, said, I'm trying to get in. I'm trying. And
I saw her. So you said, you're coming in on 0757. Okay, Edith,
yes.
I just unmuted you. Apostle Edith Wells. Come on, sweetheart.
Can you hear me?
It was good hugging your neck. So good to see you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, beautiful. We hear you.
Thank you so very much, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. Good morning, TMC family. I love each of you to life. I tell you, I was charged this weekend with an opportunity to greet and to register each person. What an awesome opportunity to be able to hug necks. See, people have the opportunity to, oh, my Father, bond together, to be able to fellowship, to be able to just see people. I'm telling you, it's amazing how relationships have an opportunity as a family to come together and to be able to, and you're right, when Papa starts to speak, there's an anointing on that man's life that allows you to feel the anointing. It is phenomenal to be able, because I shared with the person who was also registering with me, that she had to go in and at least hear Papa, because she had not been before to one of the conferences. You're talking about a kickoff 2020. Artist Life did so here in Houston on last weekend. And then on Sunday morning, the bread of life was broken. The anointing was in the place. Thank you for every person, for all you did, your prayers, your presence, your desire to continue to keep on keeping on. Love each of you to life. Thank you for this opportunity. Back to you.
Love you.
Oh, wow. Back to you, Dr. PK.
We're already over. I was going to get ready for Brenda, but we just wanted to share with you all how awesome that this weekend it was.
I thank you so much for doing that. I'm asking each of you all to come back tonight so that you can hear more about the fast. Come back tonight so that you can understand what I mean when I say that God will absolutely do the impossible, and prepare yourself to hear more about the wonderful experiences of the Artist Conference. I'm excited. I didn't nobody mention the $10,000 bonus that we're going to receive as going to president. Those of you who desire to build your business to the president status,
will get an extra bonus of $10,000. That's a big thing. And so I tell you the truth, I am excited about. And so at this time, we are going to go right on into closing out this call and letting everybody go on over to the artist call. Let me do so with the benediction. Oh, holy God, we thank you and we praise you today for allowing us to come together to just reminisce on your many, many blessings. Life is sweet. And sometimes it's bitter, but you says that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to your purpose. I thank you and I just praise you now that as your sweet Holy Spirit rests over our lives, we leave this call, but not your presence in Jesus' name. Thank you, Holy God. Amen and amen. Go out and have a super fantastic day. See you over on MMC right now.